Shall I date the tape?
Just clear space and do your thing.
All right, I'll date the tape. It is September the 22nd, 1996. And we will just pause until you're ready.
I've been here. I'm having a little bit of trouble clearing the circuits.
Greetings.
Hi, Brent. It's been a very, very difficult morning. As usual, weekends, nights, days don't make any difference. And especially when we are having so much contact with the other half of the world. And I'm literally talking about half a world away. There is no respect for sleep or work or reports, answers. But that's what we're here for. And that's what we're going to continue to do until we accomplish our mission. All of you should be in great pleasure today that Gary stayed over. I'm going to ask him to speak on two or three topics because I'm just not at liberty to tell everybody everything I want to. It is so disappointing to ones just laboring in this vineyard day after day after day to find it come smashing right back into their face. Everything gets to be in a mess. There is no justice, no order, no... There's nothing right about your judicial system. And there are all these tricks that are often played. But I want all of you to know that it comes back around what you give out. So hold it in your heart when the mongrels start snapping at you as they eat each other alive. Your enemy will fall to the wayside because they will become so embroiled in their own entanglements that you will wonder why you ever wasted 5 minutes being concerned about it. And I don't want anybody in here coming to this chair and saying, do you think we should be harsh? Harsh? We're not going to be anything. But it has been a period of time when I wonder why things have been handled a little bit like they have. From all the way across the ocean from Europe comes the interesting question about this law business. If you have over 100 happy people, how is it that two or three have been able to literally get you to the brink of receivership? Enforced receivership, which none of you seem to understand out of George Green's mouth himself. He said forced liquidation. Does anybody know what liquidation means? It means forced selling of all collateral. And now there is an order for a court trial to hear this receivership on October 1. After it was unlawful for a judge to even issue an order because a change of venue waits on his bench. This sets it up very well for the attorneys to come in and play their games, yes. But somebody has to be responsible for your property. And nobody raises hell with Gene or Brad or anyone. Why can't I file a petition that things are okay? That we're happy campers? I can guarantee you that there are only three people in this room who understand the pressures and the load of these last 2 weeks. And we're getting it done. It is amazing. The miracles happened. The human part has to take its course. And the reason I'm yelling is because I want you to hear me. Things keep popping out of the woodwork, and it doesn't sound like it's, well, how in the world can we go to court when you can't even bring up anything about Mr. Horn in the past, and you can't bring up Jason Brent when they are the dirty mongrels? How is it that you allow this to happen? Mr. Horn has stood there and lied over and over again to the bench, and the proof is here. And I'm going to be really disappointed if the attorney says, oh, well, we don't want to use it because. I want it used. And I want it used in the property case, and I want it used in the RICO case. Stop being nice. Stop playing for better position. Let's use the one we've got, for goodness sakes. The drain emotionally on the people who have to pay for this nonsense is getting old. And one's come back, you know, to us. How have you allowed all of our money to be spent on lawsuits? Number one, it hasn't been. Eckers are so far in debt to Europe that you would not even be able to believe it, to keep this thing going so nobody loses. And I'm getting ready to have several people lose it. Because I don't know about you, but I'm sick of this. We need to move on. We need to move on. And I wanted to speak with Gary. Where you are is not going to be safe too much longer. I want you to begin to think about possibilities. And know that when we get it, and we will get it, let me promise you, we are getting it. You won't have any more problems with struggling along. Because your voice needs to be heard out there. This nation is going to come into an awakening, and this world is going to come into an awakening, and it is going to blow all your minds. God has a plan. And He's working the plan. And you are going to find it amazing. Amazing. Those connections are making sealed tight seals. You are going to be astounded. And I'm tired of playing in this silly, frivolous garbage. Does that mean I'm happy to let our enemies have whatever it is and take off? Never! You meet evil head on, and you take it out. Every opportunity you meet it, you dissolve it, and you get rid of it. That does not mean you take your Tommy gun out there and everybody, no matter how many times you want to do that. Can we make a turnabout and a transition? Yes. Will we? Not without probable bloodshed. On the other hand, there does not even have to be one drop of bloodshed. But God is going to win the next round. And don't try to come with your religions to me and explain that you don't think the Muslim is okay, or Islam is okay, or Hindu is okay. I'm telling you, no religion is okay. God is okay. Christ is okay. But don't you try to give me a label to put on that Christ. And if I sound angry, it is because I'm pissed off.
We gathered that.
Oh. We have had the help we've needed when we've needed it. And it is so sad to not be able to share absolutely everything unfolding. But Dorma, for one, can't hack it. Coming back day after day after day after day. There's no one to speak with. No one to share with. And so she comes and she shares with me. And then I can't even give her a personal writing. There's nothing private in her life. You don't need a vacation. You need a lessening of pressure. And it's coming. I guarantee you it's coming. But it's going to come with such a flourish that you may not even realize that it's here. Number one. Number two, what has happened? But you're going to find some amazing things. Now, I want to know when that next Farrakhan march is. I want an exact time. I don't want any guessing. I'm guessing, so I don't want to guess. And I don't want to look it up. Is it on a weekend, midweek? Is it this month? That's it.
About 100,000, and it's preparatory for the march in October, which is, I understand is on the anniversary of the last book, but I have no more information.
It's the one this month I'm interested in. Very good. Gary, I would like for you to speak a little bit about LJ. I'd like it to be on the record. Because we're going to give O.J. Simpson an opportunity to redeem himself amongst his people. And he's up against it all the time, all the time, all the time. What you ones don't really understand is the depth of the corruption and the fix from the Goldman side of this coin. And then before we really get into any kind of a discussion, we want to watch the field report. The Clays have decided that they are a field team. And they have done some very interesting things. They went down and sought out the Georgia Guidestones and photographed them. Did a very nice tape on that. Then they went to Swannanoa, to US&P, and they did a very nice one on that that Dorma can hardly sit through, because in the presence of the place or the energy, Walter shows up and all the bad memories flood over. But my commitment to Walter Russell was that if everyone would just bear with us, it would come full cycle. And that which was his and usurped would be brought forth. When Lau wanted to take the palace in Virginia, he didn't think that was such a very good idea because of the fact that it would represent some amount of pretentiousness on his part. On the other hand, Lau was a very beautiful and a very influential woman out of the aristocracy families of England, but with a name like Russell, I don't think you have any trouble putting Walter in that category also. And I note that as information comes back, especially from this tape, you will see that it appears that Walter Russell did not marry until late and this sort of thing. Walter Russell had an almost 50-year marriage before it was broken up. And he then turned right around and married Lau. The palace itself is devoted almost entirely to Lau. There is one corner of one room that is devoted to Walter Russell's work. And in the gardens are exquisite in the statuary, his sculpture. The Christ of the Blue Ridge sits in a pentagram. I'm asking that that be changed to a circle. And when I say I am asking is because that I will control it. I will. And it isn't that I have to go down there and pound on anyone's head. Chief Okilo is there now. Not the former president. And the grounds are lovely, but all of the lattice work, all of the little gazebos, all of the things that makes it so wonderful and so beautiful and so peaceful, the paint is curling off from being untended. It's painful. And what was really painful, and Dorma just about blew a gasket, was to think that those people spent over $85,000 fighting us. Don't ask me to go easy on Mr. Green. Do not expect me to go easy on George Green. This is what lying, cheating, and deceiving will do. You don't have to have a judgment against us. If you are of God, we will offer it to them absolutely freely to bring that place up to what it should be, a place of magnificence, because as this thing tightens down, you ones need a place to go in beauty. And the only truth about your existence in life and light rest in those teachings from Nicola and Walter. And now coming through in Africa, Tom Ashley has brought even forward beyond that, which was structured by Russell. And there will be a mirror or a reflection of some kind of center. And I am not talking palaces, and I am not talking temples or churches, but a sanctuary for a bit of renewal in truth. And I don't mean sitting out under those trees hugging them. And when one's come to this town talking about New Age, you start shaking your head and running. We are not New Age anything. We are people trying to bring truth, justice, and honor back into a dying planet. So before I launch off into that, I'm going to remind you that what you are calling the little grays, and all of you who looked at dark skies last night, throw up now. How they dare to put this miserable garbage for you to swallow. You know, it starts off almost like a documentary. You should have known right off the bat when they marched Gary Powers into MJ-12. Well, Majestic 12 is about that important. But you don't have little ganglions that suck down your throat. Unless you manufacture them. You've got no problem with cosmic brotherhood. None. Zip. Zero. But we have a problem with what to do with the evacuation now of so many passing gray souls. Little grays are nothing in the world but a reflection of soul unfinished. To have an entirely pure, lighted soul on one hand and a black energy form on the other will create its own reflection. So guess what you've got? A zillion in between that are gray. The reason that out in the cosmos your planet is so dark is because it is surrounded by this gray energy. Dense, dark energy. And I don't intend to get into a big lesson on DNA, RNA structuring today. But these have learned to manifest, and from that they have learned to clone. And you've been had. Basically, since the inception of the planet itself, you've been had. Isn't it time you started turning it around? And it's going to begin to get very interesting very quickly. Would you have anything to say about OJ now that this new ridiculous thing is underway?
Do I need that?
Yeah. Yes.
We want it on the record because of our listeners out there.
Sure. Oh, boy.
Get up close, Gary.
I know.
I said, oh, boy.
You don't know where to start. I know. Just.
But I'll tell you something. On the way down here from Oregon, I got a problem. I'm deaf. Gee, I don't hear no laughter, but my ear plugged up so bad that I couldn't chew or eat. And fortunately, I got this far because Dr. Moorhead prescribed to me last night. Now I can chew. Still can't hear out of this ear, but it's getting better. But it's got so good that I heard every word that was just said next to me.
Well, it was... I said it so softly.
And she is right on. Believe me, she is right on. I've been asked to say something about OJ. It's such a long story, I don't really know where to start.
Start at the beginning.
We have time. There is nothing more important this day for OJ Simpson than what you're going to say.
All right. We've got a real strange situation. I'm going to start at a place that probably everybody here is going to say, What's he talking about? But I'm going to start with Ethiopia. A long time ago, there were black people in Ethiopia who claimed to be Jews. And they demanded the right to go to Israel, as all the rest of the Jews are allowed to do, but they were stopped. World opinion and everything else forced the Israeli government to change their mind because everybody had been on this country talking us about our race problems with black people, Mexican people, Asian people, everybody else. So the Jews were forced to allow... Oh, I'm sorry. How's that?
That's better.
Oh, but was you... is this going out into the room? Or?
Yeah. It's going out in the room, and it's also going on tape.
Well, that's all right, but I mean, I didn't know that perhaps there was somebody that couldn't hear me.
Yeah, it's better when...
Oh, fine. Thank you.
It makes a better tape like that.
Now we got another great big problem because I can't remember where I was.
Ethiopia.
Thank you, sir. And finally, the criticism of the United States on our race relations and everything else forced the Israelis to accept these black people who claim to be Jewish. Now, I don't know anything about the validity of it, where they are, or anything else. All I'm talking about is the facts. Here we go. The facts and what actually happened. Now, the Jewish government and the Israelis are very adept at figuring out problems. Of course, they let these people, they didn't get the same education rights, they didn't get the same food stamps, they didn't get everything else that the regular Jewish people over there were getting. But the Jews still figured out what they could do with these people. Now, I don't know how many of you have read, but in my book I wrote over 10 years ago, my book came out 10 years ago, but I'd written it a long time ago about a university in Israel called the Bar Ilan University. This is where they teach the Mishnah, which is a Jewish law, and the law of Halacha. The law of Halacha allows the people in Israel who believe in this the right to, and this is what happened to Prime Minister Rabin over there. He was a victim of Halacha. This Jewish law allows them to assassinate anybody who interferes with their basic beliefs. And this was the tendency that the man who murdered Rabin put his defense on. We're getting a little bit away from O.J., I realize, but this is all going to come to what I know as of the present and some of their ideas, what they're going to do. Exactly as Doris was saying a few minutes ago, O.J. is up against the same thing that they've been putting on her. This is this judicial system that we've got. It's got to go. But when you go to trial, one of the first things you have to have is evidence and that your trial is going to be based on. When the judge says, no, you can't bring up that evidence to defend yourself, where are you? Now, they're saying, the judge is saying that O.J. Simpson does not have the right to bring up the premise that he was framed. Well, my goodness, there goes, that was what the whole trial was about. That's why he was found not guilty, because the jury believed that he was framed. Now, so here at the trial, they're not going to allow him to bring up this evidence, but they're going to allow it's a civil case, but the plaintiff is going to be able to bring in the fact that O.J. is a wife beater. Well, this trial here, the civil trial, is basically premised on the original criminal trial because he was found not guilty. Well, why can... But the judge says that the prosecution... I'm sorry again. The plaintiffs, which is Nicole's family and Ron...
Goldman.
Goldman's, thank you. Ron Goldman's family, those are the plaintiffs, but they can bring in the fact that O.J. Is a wife beater. But if you go back to the original trial, the district attorney who prosecuted him never charged him with wife beating. So what's that got to do with this trial that they're bringing him up? They're going to... So if they prove that he beat his wife, which they can undoubtedly do, or he assaulted her, or whatever, are they going to be able to win the case on this? This is exactly what they're doing to the folks here. You're not allowed to defend yourself, but on the other hand, they can bring in their evidence and everything else. All right. So what is going to happen? O.J. appears to be pretty confident. Maybe this is a cover, because it goes back to the old story, when you're in trouble, never let your enemy see you sweat. He knows, or he thinks he's got you. Well, O.J. is going to have the most rude awakening in this civil trial down in Santa Monica that he ever had in his life. There's going to be things come up that he's... And he has limited money now, so look at all these lawyers he's got against him. What are they after? They're not his money. He doesn't have it. Am I okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
What are they after? His money? He's not allowed to do his job like he used to do in the commercial business and all the other, his football announcing. He's routed out of all of that. So if he's got limited money, what are these people after? The main thing that they are after is politics. It has nothing to do with racism, black or white. It's certain people using politics. And this went back before his wife and Ron Goldman were killed for the presidential election. And it goes back to the old days. The Democrats, as we all know, and I'm sure we know, controlled the Democratic Party because of the enormous amount of votes they got from the black people. A lot of black people through Hollywood that were involved in Hollywood were beginning to find out how they were being taken through the agents in Hollywood and the lawyers. And then if they end up in court decision, the court decisions that they get, they were getting smart. And some of them, this element that we're talking about, the Halacha people, and most of the people in Beverly Hills are Halacha, the wealthy Jewish people, the extremely wealthy Jewish people, are the Halachas. They got billions and billions of dollars invested in shopping centers, condominiums, you name it, in Israel, from land that they took from the Arabs. Well, how in the world is this peace treaty going to give back the Arabs all of this land, and what's going to happen to all these rich people and their money in Beverly Hills? They don't lose that. Believe me, those kind of people, they fight to the last minute. They're not going to give up all of that stuff right at the last minute. No way. So America is being inexorably drawn in to what is going on over in there. There's no... I'll get back to... Maybe some of you are confused over what I said about control of the Democratic Party. William Clinton did not get 50% of the vote. Maybe some people around here know that it was 40-something. I think he got 40%. Well, that's not 50% of the voters in the country. So here we have a president that isn't even voted on by half of the voters in the country. So they knew that to even get this many votes, they had to keep the black vote. If it started getting splintered, well, right here in the middle of it, I'm at a disadvantage because if the folks that have read my book yet, when I talk about lover boys and all of this and that, you would know what I'm talking about. But back in the old days, Mickey Cohen, an L.A. gangster, Menachem Begin, I'm skipping around, I know.
Cool.
I hope
that's
I'm not
all right.
So far
it's
out
all right.
Around, cause this is,
and this is a pretty informed bunch.
This
from
is
the paper.
Such a drawn-out story that it jumps around like that. And one thing leads to another. But we'll get back to the point of politics. Politics and money, because these people, Halachas, do not want to lose all that money over there. And it's strange at the last minute that Mr. Netanyahu won the election. He was not going to win the election if Mr. Rabin was alive. So there's something very strange about this. After what happened to Mr. Rabin, Netanyahu comes on the scene. And then everything changes. He says that they're not obligated to the peace treaty or the tenets of the peace treaty that they had made before. Yet, very shortly after Rabin is killed and Netanyahu is elected, William Clinton and all the rest of the politicians in Washington, D.C. had been backing the peace treaty. But that didn't stop Netanyahu from coming right over here and entering the chambers of the President of the United States. All of a sudden, things start changing. The atmosphere, we get more military going over there. No matter what they say, the only basic interest that we can have in that country, national interest, is the oil. And the type of oil, the reason it's of value over there is because of the type of oil that it is. It takes one-third, one-fourth, I'm not sure, but much less refining than the oil in this country takes, so it's that much more valuable, and it's a richer oil to begin with. So, all right, I'm sorry about this.
Well, the reason for the land grab, though, the last bit, is to protect the pipelines.
Oh, all right, well, certainly. And that's politics and money, nothing else. And this is interrupting with a peace plan, which is going to reflect on America. We're going to have problems. And what they're doing is, the people that were committing terrorist acts over there, they want to see, it's like World War I, World War II. None of the battles were fought on our land here in America. All those things that went on, they took place on somebody else's land. And they want, if they can get these things to start happening over here and get the people, buses start blowing up and hotels start getting blown up, people over here are going to, this chaos is going to put the same strain, it's going to put the same strain on the whole world. We're becoming nervous wrecks, not wondering our leadership, where it's going to take us next.
Mickey Cohen.
Sir?
Lover Boys, Mickey Cohen.
Oh, all right.
No, I like this subject. Ignore little Ricky.
But we are going to get to back to O.J.
We will get to O.J.
We're going to get back there right now.
No, we're not. We're going to stay right over there in Iraq.
All right.
Okay. We're going to stay in Iraq for a minute, realizing that Bushes own Bahrain. They literally bought so much oil and gold that's stashed there in Turkey, and they have their banking center in Bahrain. Well, that ain't going to last long either, because I'm really pissed. Not just sort of, really. And I think that things in this Middle East peace process, all of you have to understand that Israel became Israel because of all of the manipulations and political astuteness that put it over there in Palestine. But it was established for one purpose only, and that was to control the only big pipeline that came to the port of Haifa. Now, you are going to have to listen to me for a minute. Every so often, I tell all of you that you can come up this far, and then there is a threshold over which, if you step, you can't turn around and run away. You know, it reminds me of the Flying Circus or Monty Python or whatever it is, you know, when all the crusaders would go up and then someone would come against them and they would say, run away, run away, run away, instead of retreat. I'm warning the world this moment. God's children are not going to longer run away. They have the method for reestablishing themselves, as do you. God gave you ones a gift beyond the pearls of wisdom. He has given you an opportunity to seize the moment and literally turn your world into the direction of God without bloodshed, without economic collapse. It was stolen from you and it was gathered back unto you. And it is impossible at this moment in this political climate to turn it around. But we gave every political leader right of first refusal, and they didn't even bother to respond. They just think they have it all cornered. Evil and deceit will never outrank. We will continue to create the way. And we will never cross the line of unlawfulness, either man's laws or anyone's laws. But it is not going to be that those people in the Middle East or Mongolia Listen to some of these names I'm going to tell you. Neither in the triangle of the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Brunei, that triangle. Watch the Muslims who have become Islamic and are backed by OPEC. And they're in the process of having some more very private meetings as we speak. I don't know that Israel will have another opportunity to decide what they want to do about a peace plan. And when those hordes and masses of manpower rise up and everybody asks for God's help at once, guess what? Because they mean it. And they know now that they can turn absolutely everything in this world, including the United States, around and never charge a penny's interest. You see, it comes back to you. Those Khazarian imbeciles came over, those commercial monsters, and they set up the banking system and the Federal Reserve and everything right down the line. And usury has brought you to destruction. And they knew that the Saudi Arabians could not, Saudi Arabia, hold it in your mind. That's one of the ones to remember. They kept putting money in because, oh, Mr. Sheikh, on your camel, we'll send you help to dig up this oil. And then we'll hold your money for you and we'll make you rich and you can have 47 Cadillacs instead of that silly-looking camel. And he didn't know how to run a Cadillac or a camel. So they bring the money in by requirement into Chase Manhattan Bank, who then sets up holding companies. They all know in the bank that these people, by their religious attitude, do not utilize usury. What a primitive idea. And they are sick of it, the way both their religious attitudes, their own culture has been usurped. Then they put these funds into holding companies, scattered it out, and said, oops, it's gone. belly it up, merge it in, hide it. So that when these people come to get their funds, they're gone. And oh, look how hard we tried. It's falling apart. I'm telling you, it is falling apart. And if we don't do something, and this is why we can now begin to get back to O.J. Simpson, because he is being a manipulated pawn for political purposes, once again. And yet you will notice that there is so much lackadaisical attitudes of both the blacks and the white. I mean, all they can think of is this evening to go do a few drive-by shootings somewhere. Listen, people, it is serious in these cities. And what Mr. Simpson maybe doesn't realize is that he's going to become a leader amongst his own people, and it doesn't have anything to do with that damn trial anymore. There is going to be some major, major power plays. And I don't think that the politicians can overwhelm the system much longer. Day after tomorrow, you're going to change America. You're going to continue through this silly nonsense and thrashing of your nation while they play these hide-and-seek games. and try to tell me what I can and can't do. There is nothing I can't do. Zip. And there's one way to test me about that, and that's just to challenge me and tell me I can't. I will. It's done. Thank you, Wally. It needs only to be played out. When you talk about creation, you have to understand something. Well, maybe we could just create a little gold out of the air. How long do you think you would have it? They've managed to get all the rest. That is not creating. That is fiddling around, piddling around in what is already here. You're still having to develop and create from what is here, but you can take it further and you can prove your creation now. You have everything you need. Well, except power of force to get it done. So you go to get it done where you can. And it'll come back. It will come back. It's already made its cycle back. And one of those cold days that I used to talk about a lot in front of the fireplace, we'll give you some diagrams